So just briefly, what happened with your 60-year-old man? So he got gilteritinib plus 7 plus 3. I guess it was on a trial.
Yeah. So this guy, obviously, the whole idea is if you've got a good FLT3 inhibitor, and if midostaurin worked as a so-so FLT3 inhibitor, let's use a good FLT3 inhibitor from the beginning. So the lady could have gotten this, in other words. This guy showed up when we had a slot on this trial where he got 7 plus 3 plus gilteritinib. And so we're using it just like midostaurin, except these patients just stay on the drug, midostaurin induction, midostaurin maintenance, and midostaurin after transplant. And what's interesting, the cure rates that we are seeing, or I should say not cure. I don't like to use the word cure, but everybody's alive years out. We're really pretty favorable. We put 10 patients on this study at Hopkins. 9 of them are pretty far out from transplant, alive and disease-free, which is pretty extraordinary for a disease that when I entered the field 20 years ago had the opposite. It was about 10% alive and disease-free, you know, long-term.
So it sounds like these patients are very, very similar in terms of the path that they took.
Yeah, but this one, he's on the gilteritinib. He doesn't have to take the smelly pill. And obviously, we're trying to, there'll be a trial opening up worldwide comparing midostaurin versus gilteritinib in this fashion.
Wow, that's interesting. So